Bottom of the hour. It's Get Well Wednesday, brought to you by AARP. You can keep your New Year's resolution to live healthier with the support of AARP. Just visit aarp.org/blackcommunity and discover the resources waiting for you. AARP, real possibilities. Our doctor today is called Dr. Herb Lady, and her name is Dr. Help me now.
Aisha Faiza.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what he was going to say.
I know it.
And you're the author of the Womb Detox Diet.
Yes.
So how toxic are our wombs, doctor?
Well, you know, we are all exposed to endocrine disruptors, which come in the form of all types of chemicals from pesticides and from products that we use, and just environment, what we drink from our taps and shower and brush our teeth in. And these endocrine disruptors cause problems in both female bodies and male bodies. And for women, it causes issues with excessive bleeding and, you know, fibroid tumors. And I work with thousands of women who have been bleeding for 9 months straight because of these endocrine disruptors that have actually changed their hormones, and they mimic hormones or they replace the natural hormones that we should have, and so it causes us to be out of balance.
So how does a woman detox her womb?
Well, is this in the air? Is this stuff in the air?
No, she
doesn't
breathe.
It's in the air. It's in the water.
It's
just what we have become accustomed to. And some people's bodies are more sensitive to it than others, so they feel it and they show the results of that a lot quicker. And you know what ends up happening too is our bodies, our DNA changes, and so what happens is a woman's body has the eggs of her grandchildren in her body, basically, and so you are exposing this to several generations, and that's why I believe that we have children who are having such issues and who mature so early and who are having not only learning and behavioral disorders, but, you know, they're having issues and having their cycles at 8 and 9 years old.
Okay, so again, how do you clean up the womb?
How do you clean up your womb? Well, you know, the thing is that it's an entire program that I call womb loveology, because we have to not only know our womb story, but we also have to recognize that detoxing and cleaning out our bodies is important. It can be done with, you know, alkaline water, because you want to make sure you're giving yourself the best. It can be done. I have, you know, created tonics and formulas that help people. I also suggest to people to use chlorophyll and alfalfa so that they can build up their iron, because alfalfa is known as the father of herbs. It's very good for many, many things. And it's food. I mean, we give it to our cattle, so if they can eat it, we can eat it. And those are some of the basic ways. But the womb detox tonic is one of the major ways that I've helped women to go from infertility to having children, to rebalancing their hormones, to stopping this excessive bleeding.
So, doctor, what health problems do your clients come to you with?
Well, mainly word of mouth is the excessive bleeding. We also have a lot of people who come because they want to be detoxed, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, men always want to do things regarding their nature, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So,
and you got something for all that.
And for men and for women.
Oh, yeah, men and women. I have Rooster Booster for men.
Rooster Booster. All right.
How many of those you got to take?
How many? Well, you got to clean it out a little bit, but then once you start taking them, it takes off.
So is there a book, or is there a way we can get more information? I mean, people are able to text you at 646464 for the next hour, but as far as getting more information about the womb loveology and the men's Rooster Booster, how do we do that?
Well, they can go to Herb Sista, HERBSISTAH.com. That's HerbSista.com. And I'm doing a detox call tonight that people can call in from all over the world because I work with people all over the world.
Does Rooster Booster come in a spray? That's what I mean.
For those that can't take the tablets.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, I create all of my own herbals and products, so
yeah,
I'm going to work on
a nice
Rooster
lotion
Booster spray.
I love your soaps, Doctor. I
oh,
really
thank
do.
You. Yeah. Thank you. When I see you on the cruise, Jay, I'm going to give you the Rooster Booster spray.
Oh, yeah.
Not on the
it.
Cruise. Not on the cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The doctor will be around for the next hour. To answer
you. Come in a nice sab or something like that.
You can just call me Dr. Herb, Sister Tom.
Right, Dr. Herb, because I can't pronounce her name.
Yeah, Herb Sister.
Herb Sister.
Herb Sister.
Yeah.
Booster.
23 before the hour. Brown sugar. Ha!